hand, the left hand being for wiping your bottom. I advise not doing both things at the same time, unless you're Elvis, and look how that ended. But if you're going to have a dedicated cleansing hand, I recommend the one with which you're most adroit. Putting food in your mouth requires minimal deftness. You might not accomplish it as daintily with your clumsy hand, but I think it was Gandhi who said, it's better to face the world with pesto up your nose than a poorly maintained bumhole. Much religious doctrine around eating is hygiene-based. Judaism and Islam are especially hot on food safety. Those dietary laws might seem overzealous today, but that was the scientific wisdom at the time. Pork can give you tapeworms if it's not properly cooked. People in those days didn't know microbiology, but witnessed someone getting sick after a hog roast and then saw a pig happily eating that sick. Pigs might be unfairly judged as being dirty, but they really don't do themselves any favours. And the fact that some religions have an unscientific animus against them doesn't mean there's no God, just that maybe he doesn't know everything, or that he's of a different religion from us, or that those who've interpreted him have added a few flourishes of their own. But once you accept something as the literal word of God, you're a bit stuck with it. People try and find more sympathetic interpretations, saying that when the Lord calls us evil abomination,